It's Worldview Wednesday here on LifeWords Day by Day. If I'm a poor man who lives on the streets, rummages through garbage cans for food or begs for food, but then someone comes and tells me that they opened up a bank account for me and put it in my name and they put $10 million in it, do I still go about living on the streets and rummage through the trash and beg for food? Or do I start making withdrawals that will drastically change my life? Well, believer, you have a bank account in heaven that's been filled with an infinite supply of godly wisdom, generosity, forgiveness, patience, discernment, love, goodness, and you have the Holy Spirit indwelling you to make those deposits a reality in your life from which you can make withdrawals on today, which changes who you are today. Paul moves from talking about our position in Christ to talking about our future employment, that we will be judges over the world and over angels. I'm not sure there's any other place that speaks of this end-time reality, but Paul's worldview is that future realities should have present-day impact. God will render judgment on the unbelieving world and fallen angels through His people somehow. His people will be filled with wisdom and discernment and justice. But the design and empowerment of the Christian life is not set up so that we walk around in ignorance today in total oblivion to His goodness and authority and righteousness and then receive one large data dump into our brains in eternity in order to be those types of judges. God demands holiness now. God calls upon us to pursue wisdom now. God exhorts us to have our powers of discernment trained by constant practice. But in addition to the commands and calls for it, He supplies us with the treasure of holiness and wisdom and discernment, who is Christ. Not only that, but God puts the treasure within us in giving us the Spirit of Christ, and also in front of us by giving us the Spirit-inspired Word. If that's the case, shouldn't believers be able to handle what Paul calls trivial matters? That word trivial, it means insignificant, the least, the smallest, very little. In other words, the matter that is being disputed in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 adds up to zero in light of eternity. People who press such matters to this point of going outside the church are pressing for the wrong things, and they altogether miss the purpose of their present day existence. Today when you pray, please pray for Angel Colon and his family, our missionaries in Louisiana. And also remember the Sendawi LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.